Many of the best jazz musicians are from right here in South Louisiana.
Good afternoon, it's 3 p.m. You're listening to KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. Weather for the listening area, sunny this afternoon with a high of around 92 degrees. Winds from the west at 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 68. And on Wednesday, another sunny day with a high reaching close to 93 degrees with heat index values as high as 100. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 90 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Judith Merriweather will join us a little bit later on this hour at 4 o'clock. It's All Things Considered from NPR News. Music begins with Herbert von Karajan conducting the Berlin Philharmonic. This is a performance from the music suite from the ballet Swan Lake. Ballet Swan Lake by Tchaikovsky.
Thank you. Thank you.
A suite of music from Tchaikovsky's Ballet Swan Lake, performed here by the Berlin Philharmonic, Herbert von Karajan conducting. 28 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time to head into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
With me in the KRVS studios is Emily Newstrom, here to talk about the second annual Bluesberry Festival. I can't believe it's been a whole year, Emily, since that wonderfully successful first Bluesberry Festival. There are probably a lot of our listeners who were not able to attend that last festival. So maybe you can tell us, remind us why you had the idea to start this festival.
Well, currently right now in South Louisiana is blueberry season. Pick your own farms, all the blueberries are ripening. And last year, I was picking blueberries. I was in an orchard in St. Francisville and was pretty much just picking out on blueberries, eating them straight off the bush, and in, you know, just heaven for me.
A warm blueberry, yes.
Yeah, and I just had this a thought or an idea to have a blueberry and blues festival at the Blue Moon.
Started stringing blue things together. Anything blue
would be fun to celebrate. So I called Mark Falgu to see what he thought and if he wanted to partner and kind of help me put this thing on. And he was excited, and he loves blueberries. And so it's an easy draw, you know. A lot of people love the blues and blueberries, and it's just a fun pairing and a fun reason to get out in the heat in July. I mean, June this year, but... celebrate.
Well, tell us a bit about, you know, people, it seems like it's just been recently that there's been a lot of talk about blueberries. It's not really a native fruit to Louisiana. It's not something that people have cultivated for a long time in Louisiana.
Right. It's native to North America, but over the years, the agriculture community has developed varieties that are hardy and successful and do well in South Louisiana. So we've been lucky enough, they've developed, you know, a number of different varieties. And the reason they're so popular now is that enough research has been done. Recently, Tufts University used 50 different fruits and vegetables and gauged the quantity of antioxidants found in those fruits and vegetables. And blueberries is the number one source of antioxidants in over 50 fruits and vegetables. So it's just become a superstar fruit, actually, and the fact that we can grow it easily and successfully here in Louisiana is really a part of my goal as a grower and agricultural
horticulturalist. Well, and it really is successful here. You know, I think there are a lot of people who think fruits, Louisiana, sounds like a lot of trouble. Don't the birds, doesn't something get to them? But it's astonishing how well blueberries do here. At least the hybrids that they've come up with.
Yeah, yeah. For, you know, we're lucky enough that there's no real fungus or disease or pest that have made it extremely challenging. It's if you have the right soil, which it likes acidic soil and peat moss, so you have to, that's really the most important thing, is to make sure you have the right soil amendments when you plant. But once they're, you know, receive enough water and get established, they're virtually maintenance free and can be grown in your home, you know, in your front yard and backyard as a hedge. And or if you have property, you can plant a small orchard and feed your family blueberries every day of the year.
Yeah, and there's no thorns.
Right, yeah, exactly.
They don't lose all their leaves, so they don't look straggly in the wintertime.
Yeah, and actually in the fall, as far as a landscape interest, they do, the leaves change and turn a really nice red, and so it has some fall foliage interest. So
it sounds like it's just a positive experience all the way around.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, exactly. I mean, and considering they're so expensive to buy in the store, you know, if you can have a few bushes in your yard, it will, you know, increase your likelihood of one consuming them.
Right.
And, you know, they'll be much cheaper for you to grow your own. And there's not much you have to do to take care of it. You can just plant it and water it. And
yeah, they really, really are easy. So do you have some in your yard?
I'm just about to plant some. You know, I just moved into a new place about a year ago. So, I plowed up the backyard, so I have more vegetables than I've been strategically trying to plan out where I want the fruit trees because that's more of a commitment.
Yeah, so you're still going out to the farms to pick your...
Yeah, yes.
You pick them. Well, let's get back to this Bluesberry Festival. And if you have just tuned in, my guest is Emily Newstrom, who is here talking about the second annual Bluesberry Festival. She started it last year. It took place at the Blue Moon. It was a great success. People mm-hmm. were enthusiastic about the festival and yeah. Had quite a good attendance. It's going to be taking place this coming Saturday. And what's going to go on? Maybe we can start right at the beginning and let
yeah,
people know
well,
what they can do.
A new addition to the festival, which is really exciting. We're partnering with Trails, and we're going to, it's called a Blues Cruise. It's going to be a bike ride starting at Parc Sans Souci at 5 o'clock, and folks are going to ride to Beaver Park at the, I guess it's a part of the Attack Box. I want to say Eshock Trail, mm-hmm. yes. So you'll ride to the Beaver Park and then ride back to the Blue Moon, and you'll receive a free drink ticket for a special blueberry cocktail. And that's it, just really. And, you know, we're encouraging people to wear blue. So mm-hmm, mm-hmm. so basically the doors will open at 5:30 besides that. And we have 7 restaurants.
So, and they're all concocting things with blueberries?
Yes, mm-hmm. and it's all going to be a surprise to me. Mm-hmm. I don't, there are no restrictions besides using local blueberries, mm-hmm. yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a sweet dessert dish, they can use it for anything?
No, no, mm-hmm. it can be a topping or, you know, just any kind of...
What were some of the dishes last year?
Last year, it was really neat. One was a corn soup with a blueberry sauce, which only chefs can come up with these mm-hmm. wild concoctions, you know, but it was great. And there was some sort of like a blueberry, I want to say it was a gazpacho. I think that's how they mm-hmm. described it. But and then there were some of the more sweet granola bar type things or lemony custard blueberry yumminess. Mm-hmm. So who knows what's going to happen this year.
It sounded all good.
I don't think
there was much left either.
No, there's not much left. Mm-hmm. And it is first come, first serve. And basically, the first, you know, 100, 150 people are given 7 tickets. You get a sample from each restaurant, and then you'll vote on your favorite. So it's a, you know, the public votes on their favorite. We have a winner. The winning restaurant will get a gift certificate and a few other blueberry memorables mm-hmm. and but the restaurants will also have servings for sale, so
in addition to the taste
yeah
list.
So yeah. That's just the blueberry mm-hmm. food, so right. The whole other portion of the festival is the blues music, and AJ Primo will be on the front porch, which is doing an acoustic jam. And it was just so cool last year because so much of the music, the Blue Moon, is in the back mm-hmm. but to just have a really low-key, you know, event hanging out in the front with the blues music is just really relaxing. And so that'll be kicking off around 6, and then we'll have Henry Gray and the Cats, and then Cedric Burnside.
So a full evening of music, and people listening can't see the poster, but I know y'all been putting them up around town. There's a lovely memorial to Andy Cornette, who played with Henry Gray for so many years.
Yeah, yeah. And I unfortunately never got to meet Andy, which is, you know, it's just a strange thing. But last year we had emailed because we were trying to book Henry Gray, and that's as far as it went. He didn't get to make it to the festival, and... this year, suggested to the artist possibly, you know, we could honor this local blues man who just recently passed mm-hmm. away. And so he turned out this amazing portrait. And
with a big blue moon in the back,
right.
It looks like. A big blueberry
moon.
blueberry. Well, in addition to the music, you have a few contests going on. And I know there's the competition between the restaurants, but you're encouraging people to come dressed in blue.
Yes.
And I guess there's an award for the best blue costume.
Yeah, we'll have a few blue fashion items that someone could add to their wardrobe. But yeah, last year we had a best dressed in blue, which was hilarious. And, you know, people, it doesn't take much to encourage people to dress up, you know,
here.
Which is fun. It's
mm-hmm.
it's not Halloween and the theme is anything blue, you know, so you can just use your imagination. And, so we're encouraging people again this year to wear blue, and just have fun with it and just, you know.
Yeah, and that way you won't get stains on your
right.
clothes. You know, if you eat too many blueberries or drop some of that blueberry sangria.
Right, right.
You mentioned that also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that will be available
yeah.
at the Blue Moon.
Yeah, there'll be a new special little drink.
And then it looks like you also have something to do with blue teeth.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of a joke, but it's still funny. Well, you know, you eat so many blueberries and your teeth start turning blue. Mm-hmm. And so last year I went around taking pictures of people's blue teeth and
Yeah.
Yeah. So that wasn't an official contest, but we may make it official this year.
Yeah. Now you also, I believe, will have blueberry bushes for sale.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have 3-gallon containers and possibly 1-gallon containers. So if folks want to, and that's really a huge goal of this festival, is to encourage people to plant blueberries in their yard, because it's a miracle plant, mm-hmm, I think, mm-hmm. You know? It's just really easy, and now is not necessarily the ideal time because of the heat. You can keep them in the container until the fall, till it cools down, mm-hmm. But if you give them regular water, you could go ahead and put them in the ground, but I really want to encourage people to plant them, and, you know, there's various pick-your-own farms, and there's various farmers and growers around town who are selling them locally at the farmers markets, and so it's really just to encourage healthy eating. We have so many other festivals that celebrate our incredibly unique food culture, mm-hmm. So this is kind of trying to balance our diet festival.
And are you thinking of putting together like a little packet of recipes for people? You know, sometimes I think people run out of things to, you know, they put them on their cereal,
idea.
You know, or
maybe you want to help me with that.
All right, for the 3rd annual Bluesberry Festival, we'll have a little cookbook.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and particularly for Louisiana dishes.
Well,
know.
And I know you make a really good jam.
Yeah, it's got
so
a little
maybe
secret ingredient
you
to it.
Could do a little demonstration.
Okay. Yeah, you see, you could have like a jam cook-off or something
yeah.
at the next
see,
festival.
There's okay. endless possibilities. And over the years, you know, I hope to encourage not just restaurants, but to have a public, you know, entries, and mm-hmm. we can kind of diversify yeah. and share recipes and.
Definitely. Well, and you certainly, if you listening have some ideas, you could show up at the festival on Saturday
mm-hmm.
To share some of those ideas. Emily would be happy to talk with you about them. We are talking about the 2nd annual Bluesberry Festival that's going to take place this Saturday, June 2nd. Kicks off at around 6 o'clock. You mentioned the Blues Cruise, which takes place before. Is there a registration fee for that?
No, or? You can just show up. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, so the ride is free. Mm-hmm. You just show up on your bike. It will leave at 5 because it will most likely take, you know, 45 minutes to an hour unless you're a really fast bike rider. And we're just encouraging people to wear blue.
Right.
But you won't be turned away if you're not wearing blue. I'll just be mad. No.
Okay.
But yeah, the bike rides at 5 and it's free, and you'll get a ticket. There is a $10 entry to the festival. So people need to factor that into their budget.
Okay, so you can purchase tickets at the door. You don't need to purchase them ahead of time, but it is first come, first served, you mentioned, so
right.
it's a good idea to get there early
yes.
if you want to sample all the yep. different dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and for those people who are not busily writing down everything we're saying, what's the best place to go for information?
We do have information on Facebook. It's an event page under 2nd Annual Bluesberry Festival and Cook-Off. The Blue Moon Saloon also has information, and there should be information in the papers this week. But
okay. And I'm sure some people are wondering, is there a good website to find out more about cultivating blueberries?
Yes, actually, the LSU Ag Center website has great information on how exactly to amend your soil and the different varieties that, if you want to extend the season, you know, there's early season varieties, there's mid-season and late season. So if you want to have the longest producing plants, right. you know, season, blueberry
plants,
season.
One or two of each.
Right, mm-hmm. yes, exactly. So the LSU Ag Center website has great information on
varieties.
home orchards and just And recipes, actually. There were a bunch of recipes I saw, too. So,
okay. So maybe in a few years, the kids coming up won't even know that this wasn't a native fruit in Louisiana.
Right.
They'll just think it's part of Louisiana history.
I hope so, yeah.
The second annual Bluesberry Festival, Facebook, Blue Moon, lots of places to find out information about the festival and blueberries. Emily mentioned the LSU Ag website as well. 6 o'clock, lots of great music. And again, maybe you can list the band. Emily?
Okay, we will have AJ Primo doing a front porch blues jam during the tasting, so about from 6 to 8. Then we'll have Henry Gray and the Cats going on about 9, and then Cedric Burnside will be closing the evening out at 11.
Okay.
And I do want to say also that a portion of the proceeds is going towards what I'm calling the Bluesberry Revolution Project. And that's to start small orchards in schools. So that's kind of my goal. We'll just start one school at a time, you know, see how much we can afford to plant and see what schools are interested. So just to bring it closer, even closer to kids. And
that's right. And maybe around this time of the year, they'll all be eating blueberries in the cafeteria.
Right. Or taking home. You know, I know they're just about to get out of school, yeah. So it's kind of right at the end of the season. But
that's a great goal. So you're helping that effort as well when you attend the Bluesberry Festival?
Yes, absolutely.
At some point, we could have blueberry orchards in every school, and kids would know how to cultivate them. And,
and play blues music.
And that as well, yes. So you're celebrating blueberries and blues music and all things blue this coming Saturday. Again, stop by their Facebook page if you'd like more information, or the Blue Moon as well. This Saturday, 6 o'clock, or start with the Blues Cruise at 5 o'clock. Thank you so much, Emily.
Thanks, Judah.
Thank you.
what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana will hold an orientation for potential volunteers this evening at 5:30 at their offices in downtown Lafayette, 123 East Main Street. If you're interested in volunteering for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana, you can call their office at 269-0454 or stop by their website, acadianabigs.com. There will be a book signing on Wednesday for Wiley Cash for his new book, A Land More Kind Than Home. Wiley Cash received his PhD in English here at UL Lafayette a few years ago and is publishing his first major novel, and he will be returning to Lafayette to read and sign copies this Wednesday, tomorrow. That will be around 7 o'clock, and he'll be here in our studios tomorrow afternoon to talk about his book, A Land More Kind Than Home. Grigri Productions and Richard Howes Productions present Sam Shepard's play True West, May 31st through June 3rd at Theater 810. It's being performed at, again, Theater 810. Starring in the play are Brock Huffpower, Blake Huffpower, Dominic Cross, and Winnie Darfenbache. The play is being directed by Bruce Cohn. Performances will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 and at 3 o'clock on Sunday. Tickets are available by calling Theater 810 or emailing them at theater810@gmail.com. Louisiana Public Broadcasting and the Louisiana Bicentennial Commission will screen LPB's new documentary, Louisiana 200 Years of Statehood, this Thursday, May 31st in Lafayette at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. And a new exhibit at the Hilliard University Art Museum called Faith and Form, surveying some of the fine art and decorative art from area churches, cathedrals, and private collections, that is now on display at the Hilliard University Art Museum. And if you'd like a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can also podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just search the programs that you would like to podcast and click on the Listen Now or Podcast button, and you can listen to archived programs or download them for listening to later on. And you can always support KRVS at any time very securely. Just click on the Support button and find out all of the many ways that you can help KRVS, either through program underwriting, individual memberships, or perhaps donating a vehicle to KRVS, an old car or truck you'd like to get out of your driveway. And we'd like you to stay tuned to us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, it's From the Top with Chris O'Reilly. And at 8, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz programming, John Green's Night Train Jazz from 8 to 10, and Ajalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz from 10 until midnight.